Well, let's see. How much worse exactly can it get? That seems to be the argument for people who say we got to adopt the 500 metric tons. It could get much worse. My feeling is, how much worse can it get? The scallop fishery and the groundfish fishery are going to shut down. Not they might shut down, they are going to shut down if you adopt this number. That's number one. So how much worse can it get? They're going to shut down whatever number you adopt. The second myth that's out there is that if we don't adopt the 500 tons, the Canadians won't trade with us. Well, gee, no matter where I look at it, if you adopt this number, you can't trade your way out of the problem anyway. If they give you all the yellowtails that exist on George's Bank, you still don't have enough fish to keep these fisheries from shutting down. So again, I will reiterate, what difference does it make? Third, I think we had a science forum last Friday in Portsmouth, and I said at that forum several things. And one of them is that you have to admit when you have a problem. And as they famously beamed back from the moon one time, Houston, we have a problem. Changing cue, row adjustments, so many statistical sleight of hands have been applied to this stock assessment that it should be rejected. It's time to admit that this stock assessment is broken and send it back to be redone and re-examined from soup to nuts. The reference point is unrealistic in light of current environmental conditions on George's Bank. And therefore, it's giving you an unrealistic number that's leading to this definition of the stock being in an overfishing condition if we adopt another number. That's how you're getting this number. If you had a realistic reference point, you probably wouldn't have overfishing occurring if you adopted a higher number. And last, I'd like to say, I think at some point, it's time to stand up and do the right thing, even if you get shot down for it. At least as an individual, I'm not like Jim Jones. I'm not going to drink the Kool-Aid and march blindly off the edge of the cliff. It's time to stand up and admit there's a problem here and it needs to be fixed. And if it blows up the whole thing, so be it. It can't get any worse. So I support Dr. Pierce's motion. Thank you.